And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned in our broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study in Mark chapter 2, the Gospel of Mark chapter 2. Here, Jesus has healed the leper. In this account, and having taken Capernaum and turning it on its ear, as he left Capernaum and went out to other cities in Galilee, he healed this leper. And then now we see here in chapter 2, the scripture says in verse number 1, "And again he," that is Jesus, "entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house." And so Jesus has been out. He came to Capernaum and healed the man that was possessed of the devil that was there in the synagogue, and then went to the other cities. The account here, Brother Mark gives us, is that he healed this leper. And then he's coming back into the city, and then telling about it. Hey, Jesus of Nazareth is coming back. He's on his way back into town. The disciples are with him, and maybe some of the disciples' families are traveling along. Also, there's those multitudes that follow along with the Lord. He is indeed a notable fellow and a popular fellow by virtue of the miracles that he does and the true healing that he does, and also that which he preaches, that that the people, the general public, enjoy very much the things that he preaches and the greatness, the kindness, the blessing, the mercifulness, I believe the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. He cannot let sin pass, but he has come to fulfill the gospel, and he has come that sinners might be saved through him. And so the people that are honest, they receive the message of the Lord, and they believe the Lord, and they hear the Lord. And that's the way it is today. If one comes with a bias to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you're going to be found in that bias. But if you come honestly and openly before the Lord Jesus Christ, seeing that you are a sinner, condemned to hell, with no hope in and of yourself, and cast yourself upon the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ, repent of your sins and trust in him and his gospel, you too can be saved. And so people are speaking about Jesus coming in, and there's noise that he is in the house. Let's see what it says in verse number 2. "And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them." And so Jesus preaching, that which is coming from his mouth is the word. He's no doubt, as we see evidence in the scriptures, no doubt using the Old Testament scriptures. The New Testament scriptures are not at hand at this time, but he is giving the disciples that which they will write in their gospels. Brother Mark, being a man that grew up in the time, at least as a young person, or maybe even in a child during the time of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, he writes his own account here, the Lord inspiring him to do so. And so he preaches unto them, and look how it's being received. "In this house, no one can come at the door. Every man wants to hold his place. Every person that's there, they don't want to lose any ground in their proximity to Jesus. They want to hear what he has to say." And that's the reason that his churches, his local New Testament Baptist churches in this day, are here as the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, individual bodies of the Lord Jesus Christ, to testify of Jesus Christ, we need to be found preaching what Jesus preached. And sinners today, men, women, boys, and girls in this day, in this generation, need to hear and to heed and to hearken unto what the Lord Jesus Christ says. And so he preaches the word unto them, and they are eager to hear. One comes along and seeks to shove their way into the door and find a better place. The others say, no, I'm here now. You can't move me out of my place. I'm going to listen to Jesus. I've got this close and I'm not giving it up. They're there. And they're packed tightly into that place. We know and understand, and we're going to see here in the midst there, the Lord is dealing with some of the religious leadership and elite of the day. They're in Capernaum. And so we'll see more here about what the Lord does with them. And verse number 3, and they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. Hallmark account, a man that it cannot move himself, cannot get about, either his neighbors or his kin or his family or his friends have taken him and brought him to Jesus there in Capernaum. They know that Jesus can do something for their friend, for their kin, for their loved one. They know he can do it, and they bring him to the Lord. We as the Lord's people, oh, may God help us to understand the urgency and the necessity of it. We need to bring people to the Lord. The Lord is not here physically, and the Lord is not anywhere more so than another. He has promised to meet with his churches as they meet together to worship him in spirit and truth, indeed. But we need to take that of the Lord Jesus to folks, and in that bring them to the Lord, showing them their need of salvation, showing them their need of the Lord Jesus Christ, forgiveness of their sins. Oh, may the Lord help us in that, to see and to love and to care, to have compassion on those that are estranged and far from Christ, to have compassion upon them and bring them to Christ. Verse 4, and when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, that's what I was talking about earlier. It's so compact there, it's so compressed there, folks don't want to give up their position, not even for these that are bearing this man of the palsy. Make way that we might get our friend, get our family member in here to Jesus. No, we're holding our place. No, we don't want to move. When they could not come nigh to him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they looked around. There was no door, no window, no way that the four of them, bearing the other, could approach the Lord Jesus Christ. They look around and consider. They don't, as is evidenced by the scripture, they don't take the option of going back home. But they say, how can we get him in front of Jesus? How can we get him, get our friend, get our father, get our brother, get our cousin, our nephew, whatever our son, whatever it is, how can we get him in front of Jesus? One of them, all of them, they discuss the matter, and they look up to this roof and they say, let's take the roof off this place. Let's take him up on the roof and let's open it up and let's let him down there. And they do. Can you imagine being on the inside? We read over this in just a matter of seconds, but it took minutes. It took some time. And as they sat there in the room, as the Lord Jesus is there teaching, as those men go up on the roof, and no doubt they're heard up there, and then they begin to take the roof off the ceiling of this room where the Lord Jesus is, the dust begins to fall down, and pieces of the roof don't no doubt fall through. No doubt those that were in that area above where those men were taking the roof apart, they probably made place, didn't they? They made way for the debris and such coming through. And then the light is being able to be seen. or the light from that other room that's above this one. However it is, they take the roof off, and then they get their friend. They look down through the roof. Do they say anything? Well, we don't know if they say anything or not. People being people, no doubt, there's conversation. What about the man that owns the house? What's he saying? What are you doing taking my roof off? And those men say, don't worry about it. We'll put it back. And they take their friend, they take their kin, they take their father, they take their brother, they take their cousin, they take their neighbor. Whatever he is to them, they care for him. And they lower him down. They lower him down through the roof. They lower him down there on ropes or on cords or on fabric tied together to make a rope. They lower him down there before the Lord. What does the Lord do? Is the Lord grimacing? Is the Lord got a frown on his face? Or has our Lord got a smile on his face? As they lower this man down. And when they had broken it up, there in the middle, in the latter part of verse number 4, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. And then we see the reaction of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And when Jesus saw their faith in themselves, their faith in their ability. No, when Jesus saw their faith in him, Bible-based faith is always in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible-based faith, the faith that the scripture speaks about, is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that he will do something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. Lord, I need you. And not a faith that's like a Santa Claus kind of faith, where, Lord, I'm in a bind, I need your help now. But then we live the rest of life that's just good and just easy and bountiful and plentiful without the Lord Jesus Christ. We take this life and this old world and we just heap it up to ourselves. But then when we get in a bind, we need Jesus. That's not faith. Yes, there is a need. And yes, the need of their friend or their kin is beyond what they can do, what the doctors can do. They do need Jesus. But you know what? I believe this is going to be the beginning of a life of faith in Christ going forward. I trust where these men followed him. When they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Jesus, always knowing the greatest need we have. Oh, yes, this man was struck of the palsy. But you know what his greatest need is? That of having his sins forgiven. That of having the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. That's the greatest need he has. His greatest need is that of salvation by the Lord. And as the Lord looks on him, he says, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Have you been forgiven by the Lord Jesus? Sinner, that's what you need. Repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you in it with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmsteadbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.